Okay.
Oh, I sort of have to cut back.
Yeah.
What? Who gets that far into it?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
It's over once its intro started. It's done.
Okay, I'm running. Let's be there. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Ready to rock
see what happens. All right, here we are. First step.
Yes.
First we did step. The trailer.
We made the trailer. We did that last week.
I didn't.
Flyboy over here.
Nah, I didn't. Nah. Flyboy being in. Flying planes.
Yeah.
Sorry, where were you last week?
Flying planes, mate. Went solo.
Wow. Qantas?
Yeah, Qantas. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, straight in. Sydney to Brisbane.
Cessna, yeah.
Little wheel-out bag.
It was called a circuit around Toowoomba. That's as far as I got.
Wow.
Big time. Big time now. What's been going on, fellas? What have you been doing?
Right.
The show.
Getting trucked. The show.
Hard.
The show.
Real
play
hard.
On words, you know? Bit of a play on words, we thought.
Play on the words.
Getting fucked in the trucking industry is all about getting trucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think there'd be plenty of stories out there about people getting trucked.
Yeah, losing money. Yeah. Mate, I'll tell you what, truck drivers, I love them, but some of them are a different breed.
What?
We know that.
We know that. Marshall,
I'm out there, baby.
How did you start? Let's talk about that. How are you involved in this whole trucking show?
With this trucking show, just my work went quiet one day, so I rolled into John's yard.
It was COVID, wasn't it?
No, it was after that. The work went a bit quiet, so I thought I'd just roll into yard and said, John boy,
yeah,
subbing me some work. Want some work for me and Optimus. And he said, you know what? We're actually doing a TV show. I don't have any work, but we're doing a TV show. And
we need someone like that knows what they're doing.
We need a main character. We need a professional.
We need someone.
I said, you come to the wrong fucking place.
We need
here.
Someone that we can film all the time and cut them out of every scene.
Exactly, like out of the first fucking episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
How'd
you're
you
in
know?
It everywhere.
Then we're going to discuss.
I think
today.
Both of you are
you
in
want
in
just to leave now?
Yeah. Do you get
might
start?
Well. I might as well just stay here by myself.
You know how much shit I copped over that? I'm just like big note in my fucking hole.
I only had a couple of starts and I had more starts than what you did.
Yeah,
so.
Big name.
You guys might as well leave. I'll just do it on my own. I'll talk about what it was like.
First episode, I'm watching it going, I'm going to be coming in soon.
Yeah.
I'm coming in soon.
Dodgy dollar
Dave. I'll be coming in soon. And then it was just like nothing. People go, what happened? You get kicked off.
I'm
like,
cut straight.
Yeah,
cut this guy out.
They wanted real characters.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real men.
Real men.
Real men.
Salt of the earth.
That's fair enough. Let's talk about the first truck. Let's talk about
Dan McDonald's.
Dan McDonald's.
The Westerns. That was a 4900?
Yeah, correct.
Was it 4900?
It's a big road. It's a road boss.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. It's a fucking road boss.
Yeah, no.
But nice truck.
Smashed from the
the hail damage that thing. Oh. We replaced doors.
Yeah, she was in a pretty bad way.
Yeah,
that was.
I remember the first time looking at it, coming in to the yard and seeing. Obviously, he'd come through and had a look and a lot of circles and penciled sort of marks on the truck. So I was obviously in a pretty
bad condition.
Yeah, a lot of circles. I've never seen anything like that before. But obviously the truck wasn't in a very good shape beforehand. But I think the boys had done a pretty spectacular job to get it back to where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good.
Like, even the ending of it, like the end piece of the truck, like the finished product was unreal. Like, I see it driving around now, it's still a beautiful and
yeah,
that truck.
Yeah, it is. Come up beautiful.
Oh, it was a great truck.
Really proud of that one.
Really nice.
Yeah.
And that, I think that came in as an insurance job.
Yeah.
And then I think it was that bad, it got written off, and then we ended up fixing it anyway.
Yeah.
Mainly from the hail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
holes in the roof.
I think Dan was pretty ruthless, but he was a fair guy. He was fair, 100%. I think. Like there was
just
nothing.
It's just what he wanted. He wanted a customized truck, you know.
Yeah.
And we got there in the end.
100%. Some people are different. They just, you know, don't really care what they sort of get as long as it looks the piece.
Yeah.
His attention to detail was a little bit more than
else's,
which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you're paying the money, you want.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember walking in at one point and said to John, am I safe sitting in this office? I feel like I'm going to get fucking sniped.
It was a little awkward. I was glad I wasn't.
And I've got nothing to do with it.
It was awkward enough watching on TV.
It's always the issue. It was like you pull a truck apart
Yeah.
and then you get to the point where they start adding more.
Yeah, what is wanted
because you kind of see stuff that you didn't realize that it might need before, and then that's how the price goes up, and then and then you're like, "Fuck, how much money am I spending?" And then you got to try and
cut it back a bit
because there's a budget, that type of thing. I mean, budgets are a big thing that you know, and we know John doesn't stick to budgets.
And I think finish time as well. You know, obviously, sort of overpromised, underdelivered on when it was actually going to be finished as well. And so that's when you
I think we fucked up there. I think.
I think the little things you miss the little things.
Timeline.
Like
COVID. That was during COVID too. And COVID just fucked everything.
It did, and you know that's no one's fault.
Oh, just getting the parts.
That's the parts issue.
Yep.
You know, so we were just held up a lot of that stuff. So then we had to push it to the side. So there's nothing we could do about that.
In a real world, it probably would have been finished at the time that that they wanted it. But obviously with COVID and trying to get shit. Still, they're still using COVID as an excuse now.
No, that's right. It's still COVID. But then in like typical John fashion, he steps back and sticks me in the office with him, and then I cop a big serve from him.
Yeah, how could I
dealt with it though.
I think you did.
At the end of the day, like people ask me what I do in there and I'm a fireman.
Out fires.
John starts fires and I fucking put him out.
Daddy puts him out. Daddy comes along and cleans up his mess.
100%.
Money all the time.
He puts the fire out and puts the money in the tin, eh?
Yep.
Exactly. There you go.
Fuck.
Dollar Dave. That was a pretty special one, that truck.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
It was just a long time.
Yeah.
We had it for a long time.
Yeah. But like I said, the end product of that truck actually turned out really good. Like
I said, Dan was happy in the end, so that's all that matters, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
Nah, he was all right.
No, he was a good bloke, dude. Top fella.
Thank you.
All right, let's roll. Let's roll on to...
What do you want to talk about, Rob
Lands? I reckon.
Bobby. Yeah,
right, Bobby.
The Bobby Dazzler.
Land Transport.
Land Transport.
Jake.
I could probably
I reckon. You take over here because...
Yeah, well... Not many people know. No, actually, everyone knows. But Land Transport, that's my uncle and auntie, so it's my mum's sister. And there's more than just Robert. There's Robert, Nathan and Ben Land. So Ben runs Melbourne Depot, Nathan's Toowoomba Depot and Rob's Brisbane Depot. So they've got some phenomenal trucks coming through right now.
Yeah.
Some of their colour schemes. I think...
Was this truck their first... truck where they went because they got white with a sticker on the side.
Basically, Land Transport's themes hasn't really changed over the years. It's always been white and red. Originally, it was called Young and Land.
Yeah.
So there was Trevor Young.
Red,
and,
white, and
yeah.
Yep,
so
yep.
there was Trevor Young and my uncle Barry Land, and Trevor was green stripes, and Uncle Barry was red stripes, and as the years have gone by, it's sort of just become Land Transport and. White trucks, red stickers. But then sort of we had a fair few 6900s there, the last of with the old legacy model of the Western Star. And we've sold them 6900s onto Land Transport. And basically they want to do something a little bit different colours. There's Copy Jeff. Jeff Richards, I think his name is the guy that basically had all different coloured trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of a tribute to them guys, from my understanding, just with a different colour, going that different colour scheme in the way of, you know, they had purple, brown, maroon, rose, everything. Gold. Yeah. Then obviously that blue one of Rob's, and there's a beautiful red one too that you'll see running around as well. But yeah, that purple, that blue one, Ruby's truck, was obviously sort of probably the first time that they really stepped out of the comfort zone, and or them 6900s in general was the first time that they changed colours, but that was sort of Rob's truck, Rob's pride sort of.
Yep.
And that's how they went about doing that.
That's what I thought. Like it was like one of their stepping out from the white.
And out from the white. And even now they've got some new 610s and cab overs that are all different colours as well. And
I've seen some pictures.
There's green. I know there's a pink 610. It's beautiful looking truck also. I think that's Ivy's truck, which is Rob's other daughter. But, yeah, like I said, they're sort of stepping out of the comfort zone. And changing up. So, yeah, that was sort of probably that Ruby 6900 that was on the show was basically, I guess, the first step of it stepping out of that white, just that plain white, and showing them, you know, that what sort of truck that they can make. And if you have a good truck, you're going to get good drivers too, you know.
Well, that's what it's about. Yeah. And I think Rob said that. Yeah. Like, you need to start having nice gear and nice shit. Otherwise, can't find drivers.
That's right. And so, you know, these days, gone are the days where you go on a job interview and the company's asking you what they expect. You know, you got to now sit back and listen to what they want, because that's down the road's offering exactly the same. Yeah. So if you're throwing a brand new 6900 that looks like that, you know, you're not going to step in the thing straight away.
So last of the 6900s, a couple of the last ones they got?
Yeah, so
what's coming?
Obviously, so the last of the Western Star Legacy Series, which is the 6900s that they end up with, and then obviously Western Star have gone that new model, the X Series. So it'll be good when that comes out. We've been making a few, putting a few in our shed at the moment, fitting them out and changing a few things. Obviously, a lot of people, or a lot of feedback that we get is that they're a Freightliner-looking sort of truck.
Yep.
By all means, you know, they're still their own identity, though. The trucks underneath that cab is Western Star. So we're pretty excited. We'll see what happens. A fair few people are waiting to see what sort of product that we can put together in the way of, you know, the exhaust stacks, putting them out to the side and doing all that sort of stuff. So that's in the process.
So you got a couple soon?
A couple very soon.
Ready to roll off and get some photos out?
Yeah, we'll be able to.
It's been a long... Fucking how long? How long have they been talking about this, though?
2 years or more.
You're trying to be selling something off a bit of paper?
Yeah, well, they've been...
Oh, do you want to buy this?
Yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we've been... it's been COVID. They were sort of meant
COVID.
To be...
meant to
be there at the end of COVID. I don't know... Yeah, obviously, I'm not in the fundamentals of things inside of Western Star, but been a long time coming, but finally we're starting to see some now. And, yeah, obviously, we need to adapt, or that truck needs to adapt to the buyers that we're selling them to.
Yeah.
So we're just
your traditional Western Star buyer.
Correct. So we need to sort of change it up a little bit with Australianize it a little bit, because obviously people aren't really excited about a downdraft exhaust, or, you know, I guess that works in a fleet spec sort of you know running up and down the highway, but where we are sending these trucks. Basically, you know, going out to coal seam gas and that sort of stuff. So you can't really have a downdraft, don't really want to have a downdraft, just to eliminate any risks, any shit, putting it up.
So I suppose the big question is will you John Kelly bling them?
Yeah, well, at the moment, we're slowly starting to do things to it. You know, I'll do a video.
It's not going
to
be white, is it?
No. There's a few. We've actually
white truck.
John and the old man have sort of come up with a bit of an idea that we'll send it to master art. So
nice.
Get some
something cool.
The demonstrator.
I couldn't see John being involved if it was just a plain white truck.
Yeah. So they look pretty cool. It'll be fine. It'll be for what we're doing to them anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll shut some haters up anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Be good when we start seeing some pictures. Real.
Yeah, 100%. Real life. 100%. But in the meantime, Land Transport can fly the 6900 tyre for us. And
Because,
like I said, they've got some cool ones. Like even Nathan's truck, My Happiness, if you see that, that's a shit-hot truck too.
Is it?
Yeah. It's red with, you know, the Western Star on it and yellow.
Was that the other one?
Yeah, the other one.
The blue one
There's a blue one.
And then there was another red one I saw in the yard there. Was that one?
Yeah, it's that one.
Because that went to Damo's as well.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. It looks shit-hot as well. It's actually probably my favourite one out of them. But, yeah, so basically that Rob truck is, I don't even know where I was going with that.
It was their first jump into something different, looking outside the box. And I think what pushed that was you needed cool trucks
Like I said, you'll see there's a purple one that they got, and it's got Copy Jeff written on it. That is a tribute to Jeff. You know, obviously he passed away.
So just
wanted to keep the tribute to him and, you know, doing something a bit different inside their facility, so...
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Just take it, Cliffy, to put the lights on.
Yeah.
Just take it, Cliffy. That's right.
Yeah.
How tense was that situation?
That was a very tense.
Super tense. Like, super tense. How tense did they make that?
I can tell you right now, Rob wouldn't have given a fuck.
No, that's it.
Fuck no. They would have coached him. Now, Rob, you're going to give a fuck.
You dragged me down here for fucking lights. Are you fucking serious? Are we going for a steak? What's going on?
I'll tell you.
I should have been there. Me and Bobby could have went and had a steak. Would have been sorted.
Like, Rob's an old truck tragic. He's definitely an old truck tragic. He knows his trucks. And, you know, the fact that he's sort of like, obviously, Uncle Barry and him spoke about it, and being able to do it the way that he sort of wanted to do it was pretty big.
It hasn't
really happened. Like, the boys had sort of a choice of a few trucks that they could, you know, do their fit out how they wanted to do it, which obviously you wouldn't have seen outside the show. But you were just lucky enough that you could see the transformation with Rob's truck. And yeah, so Rob was really proud of it, as you could probably tell. That.
Yeah.
And Rob's sort of, you know, when it comes to family, pretty
at the end of the day,
about it. And,
Ruby loved it. And that was all. We didn't care about Rob.
And no, that's
right. Don't worry about Rob. No. We didn't do it for Rob. We did it for Ruby.
100%. But, you know, Rob's like that when it comes to family. Like, he's a pretty tough dude. But
good family man.
When it comes to family, cool, he's, you know, he'll do anything for his family. So, no, it was cool to see that.
Spare seat for Rob.
Yeah,
we'll get him on. We'll get Rob.
Bobby?
Rob?
Yeah. We'll get him on here one time and have a chat. But
have a chat about land transport.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, obviously land's been around a long time too. I think they're coming up to 40 years or might be just over.
Yeah, wow.
Years.
Yeah. And what's the fleet? How many trucks do you reckon? Oh, all Ranger trucks, eh?
Close to 100.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
they've got a pretty big, might be even more now, but like, okay. they've got a big fleet. So, been around, like I said, a pretty long time and busy, very busy.
Yeah.
Fun tidbit about Young and Land Transport. My father bought one of Barry's old trucks.
Oh, really?
His old SAR, the red, white and blue one. Yeah, the old 3406B, 15 speed.
It's a small little world.
Big engines on six rod, air start, Kenworth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, big industry, small world.
Well, that's when I first met them, yeah.
Well, my dad's first truck was Uncle Barry's first truck. So basically, might have been 87, 88, I feel, around there. Uncle Barry was getting out of his Louisville.
Yep.
His first Louisville. It was blue, white and red.
Yep.
And Dad ended up in it. So that's how Dad
started. Oh, the LTL?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how Dad started out his show. So he's been 35 years now.
Yeah,
too.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome too, eh?
Getting up with the red, white and blue SAR.
Yeah, been around a long time.
Ooh.
Well, I think, obviously, Dad and Uncle Barry were mates and... I think Uncle Barry was throwing a leg over a Kiwi chick who had a sister, and that's how Dad ended up throwing a leg over a Kiwi, and that was my mother. So,
there we go. Family ties.
I actually think I should have been called Wagga Wagga because I think that's where I got made.
Conceived.
Anyway, conceived. He got made. Wagga. Wagga.
Wow.
So Jake's new name. Yeah. Wagga.
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 Wagga. Yeah. So that's.
So I always thought. Barry's, your Uncle Barry's wife was your dad's sister.
No, that's mum's. It's not the case. So it's just, mum and Aunt Raymond, they're obviously.
Oh, they're sisters.
So they're sisters. That's how that came about. So I think Uncle Barry said to Dad one time that Nishila that I'm throwing a leg over as a sister if you're interested. And next minute she
next thing they're both getting married on the same day.
Yeah, there we go. They're
down in Wagga.
Yep, down at Wagga.
Jake.
Yeah. So then, rest is sort of history, and we're a very tight-knit family, like Pengelly's and Land's sort of every Sunday. We're at Dad's drinking, and half the land...
Is that an invitation?
Yeah, that's an invitation.
Done.
Come down, open the house.
We'll put the address up.
We'll put the address up and get ready to come through. So we've always been tight-knit Christmases and stuff together, and, going down to Melbourne in a couple of weeks' time, and I'll go down and see Ben and them guys down there, so... Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Very tight-knit, so, and obviously even with business out of all these years as well, Dad and Uncle Barry have managed to keep a good business relationship as well as a relationship outside of that, because you always know that inside business, your friendships and that sort of turn to
change.
Shit. But, they've been going strong
from
the start.
Well.
There's been a few... They've had their blues, like any family, but...
You get over it and move on.
Get over it and, like I said... my cousins are more like my brothers, so
yeah.
Yeah, so we very tight knit, and that's why that Rob truck was a pretty special episode.
Ruby's truck.
Yeah, fuck Ruby's Rob's.
It's not Rob's truck.
It's Ruby's.
Ruby's.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Bobby.
Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Bobby.
Nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Oh. Uncle Barry's truck. Uncle Barry's truck, which is Robert's truck, which is Ruby's truck, is special episode because obviously a bit of a tribute to his kids.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for sure.
And the first step out of land, getting a. Anything but a white truck.
100%.
Like, it's a big deal. Good. I think it's a big deal when you got all your fleet there. Yeah, like, it's all one colour. Yeah. And then you're like, fucking, we got to throw a red one. And it was a beautiful truck.
Yeah.
I remember driving it back from Damo's to, it was just, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Any driver would be proud to throw in that, would be proud to drive that.
Oh, and them 6900s are good. They're trucks nice, as well. They're a beautiful truck.
Big too.
You know, it's sad that, you know, they obviously, they've gone to the new shape, which I don't have an issue with or a problem with the new shape because they're going to, the fuel economy and stuff. You know,
it'll take off. We say this again.
I reckon we talk about the new truck one time when it comes out.
No one's going to buy that fucking pole.
We'll get some pictures and we'll chat about it. Talk about that new Western Star.
There's advantages and disadvantages, but at the end of the day, I can't see being too many disadvantages, to be honest, but...
then you get all the wankers that go, I'd rather drive a fucking old fucking road boss than that fucking thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Good luck to your car with a fucking 6 rod.
Yeah, exactly.
15 speed. Fucking no cruise control, all air conditioner, run that down to fucking Melbourne Tiger. They get to the fucking border and park the cunt.
Yep. And the thing is, the hardest thing that I argue with people, like I'm not a truck tragic, I'm a fact sort of person. Mm. And, you know, I just know from our fleet, and this is no disrespect to anyone, but, you know, in the Cummins side of things as well, like everyone talks about the Cummins in these new Western Stars because they're not coming out with them just yet until they come out with their Euro 6. And for me, I just know how many trucks we have in our hire fleet. Like, we're a pretty big hire fleet now.
Yeah.
And the amount of Cummins we're rebuilding, and that's no disrespect to Cummins. They're a great engine. Everyone's got them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I was a bloke that wanted to come out and... go start trucking, just from facts, I'd be going the other way. I'd be going, the new Western Star or Freightliner or with these DDs in it because they seem to be proving themselves at the moment and have been doing so in America
for the last
5 or 6 years.
Well, Penske's not a small company.
No, so not at all. So,
they do know what they're doing.
But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they go now, like now that they're in Australia and... you know, like I said, they proved themselves over there, but so it's coming. So it doesn't really matter. But I just know for the work that these trucks are going to be doing, it'll be really interesting to see what the end result is. Because
we can't
keep rebuilding these other trucks every second week in our hire fleet. So and that's no disrespect to anyone. I'm just looking at a...
Nah, it is, but let's...
it is, but you know...
Just get the new Western stuff.
The thing is... looking at it, the hardest thing between Detroit and Cummins is that there's more accessibility with Cummins throughout Australia.
Yeah,
there's a backyard mechanic can work on a Cummins, where Detroit have had their issues with the DD15, with their DPF and all that sort of stuff. But Cummins are a much easier truck to work on, or engine to work on, in the bush. So...
And have more
access to parts and where a DD or...
Especially in Australia.
Isn't. But I know that they're working hard to try and match that. So that's why there is that rift between Detroit and Cummins, because basically Cummins, especially when you start going remote areas, much easier to work on.
Someone will have
one of them engines laying around.
Yeah.
They won't have a Detroit laying around. So I think they're trying to fix that issue within Australia.
Yep.
Is making sure that workshops and you know, people do have more access to the Detroit parts and whatnot, so they can start working on it. And time will tell.
Yeah,
time will tell.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it'll be good when it comes out finally.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway, Ruby was happy. Rob was happy.
And that's the bottom line.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, Rob cried.
That's all that matters. Yeah,
it was important.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Money pit.
Hello.
Fuck.
Hello.
Fuck.
Hello.
Fuck. Fuck. The 20 grand truck. Oh, it's only 20 grand. John says only 20 grand.
That's in his coin pouch.
Sorry.
You're right.
Yeah.
We'll just pay, it's 20 grand, Dave. We don't have to spend money, any money on it, nothing. Like, if there's one thing you know, we all
John
know.
John says that you don't everyone need to spend knows. Any money on it, you're spending money on it.
Yeah, you're spending money on it. You just look at an old truck, it's 10 grand.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Just look at it, 10 grand.
And it's not just because just because it's an old truck, it's just because his vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
It could be. It's like that Mac that we're working on at the moment. I couldn't, you know, that barn form that he's got.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
The one that's going to the Centre Truck Show.
Yep.
I see nothing in that. That did not excite me at all. And then all of a sudden, you look at that today, and he's done bugger all to it, and you're just like, holy shit.
It's come up good. Yeah.
That's a rare find.
It is a rare find.
You know, yeah. I think it's and got 400 and something thousand genuine kilometres.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even know what age.
What's that called, that truck?
The
red one.
It's on the back of the cab. I was just looking at it before.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that's tidy.
Yeah.
No, it is. And oh, even know, all the he's got a good eye for that stuff, and he can.
Yeah.
Really original, super original.
I think he bought another shit box 3 days ago. Some fucking.
Hey. Series one. Wash your fucking mouth. He's already talking about putting square headlights in it too. Yeah. I said you.
The one he talked about. The one he.
Yeah, yeah, the next one he's bringing home with no arse end.
Oh, that one, yeah, that was the one.
It's a series one, that one, yeah.
Look like that hobo. It looks like because the way we painted that hobo jungle
same
truck.
Same paint scheme as hobo jungle, same mob.
The one that was the first one I did with John.
Yeah. Yes,
that hobo jungle.
Old hobo jungle.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. John turns trucks into fucking.
Oh, awesome fucking off! Yeah, he's got a good
at
eye.
At the end of the day, people have their opinions on John or whatever, but. You know, and they say, oh, he just paints a turd or whatever that may be. But it doesn't matter. Any truck you buy, a secondhand truck, could be a turd.
Yeah. Oh, know? For sure.
But at
or
least
the, or the Dulux fucking rebuilds.
At least if the thing's going to break down, you want to fucking look good doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like half of the time, trucks are trucks. There's, you know, tits and tires, mate. They all cost money. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. So, you know, I think you guys at HHA do a good enough job, like, obviously, with everything to make sure that it has the last as long as it can possibly last without having to get it rebuilt or whatnot.
Yeah, yep.
But, you know, just because of old shit that John's been through and what everyone just has their opinion. You know, it's just like...
Yeah, I know.
But opinions like arseholes, mate. Everyone
Everyone's got an opinion.
And there's nothing... And you know what fucking shits me? Yeah. The loudest fucking mouths are the cunts who couldn't even afford a tyre off a fucking truck.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's always the fucking ones.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, fucking dickheads.
Yeah. It really
at the end
is.
Of the day,
really...
you have a crack. That's there's it. Every chance of failing, especially 100%. In this country. Like, people don't fucking realise.
Shit happens.
You know.
I would rather see someone fail 10 times than fucking be a hero. Because at least they've had a crack and at least they've tried.
100%.
Like, fuck. If you don't fail, you don't try.
That's it.
I say it to my kids all the time.
And that's the thing. You don't fail. As long as you can go home and look after your kids, that's really, in the end, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you can put a roof over your kid's head. That's really the most important thing.
No, that's it. Yep.
And I think, like I said, John Boy's always having a good crack. And his expectations and his standards of his fleet and his trucks and... You know, that's makes him one of the best dealerships in the country.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Shit happens if it blows up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not our fault. Everyone has the right to go down the road and, you know, go get a blow-by test.
Yeah.
You know, you go down there and suss it out. Like,
no one's got a crystal ball.
But you can drive a new truck out of the fucking factory and it'll blow up after 10,000 Ks.
Yeah, it's 100%.
We're talking about some of the fucking dodgy cunts that are traded fucking piles of shit in.
Yeah, 100%.
Holy fuck, we could run some fucking names 100%. Down.
Yeah, we could.
You know, everyone, you know, it is what it is.
Mm.
It is what it is. But, like, as I said, you know, I think it's with these trucks, you just don't know what you're going to get.
No.
It's just very simple, you know. No.
And especially with this one.
If you could predict the future, I wouldn't be sitting here fucking doing a podcast to you cockheads. I'd be doing something.
Do it on my own. I'd be fucking doing it on my own.
Yeah. I'd be making money.
I'd be on my fucking spin-off series by now. Dan.
Spin-off. The only spin-off you'd get would be like Keeping Up with the Water Goes.
Yeah, 100%.
If fucking... seven wives,
this
eight girlfriends,
is, this 27
kids.
Up and doing, people would want to watch
doing OnlyFans or something.
OnlyFans.
Whatever. 100%.
Whatever brings in the money.
100%.
Just be with
there you go. Keeping up with the water goes. Keeping up with the water goes. There's the show.
Feet picks.
Pitch that. Pitch that. Keeping up with the No. Pitch Keeping Up with the Water Goes.
Yeah.
How good.
There you go. That's your pitch.
How long have you been driving trucks for?
Oh, Jesus. Since, where did I start? Well, I started off with my old man in an old petrol Dodge, early 80s. And then the Louisville, then the SAR in the 90s, and then the Superliner. I probably started driving, Jesus, when I was fucking early 12. Teens. Yeah. Yeah, so drive the fucking SAR, the old man give me a wheel, the Superliner in the Louisville.
There you go.
Yeah, when I was a fucking kid, just same as I do with my sons. Yep. Fucking get in there, yeah, fucking have a go. The only way to learn.
Because your old man had his business.
Yep.
Passed it down to you.
No. He got sick with cancer. Yeah. He sold it to my sister.
Okay.
Which is Watego Refrigerated Transport.
Oh,
now.
Yep.
So when he passed away, I had Watego and Sons, which is me and my sons. So it's my sister.
But using Watego that family knowledge,
me, Watego and Sons.
Yeah. So you got the two.
Yeah.
You kind of had a crack on your own then, did you?
Yeah, I've just always been on my own.
Doing
my own thing.
So now you got the two, you got your sister that got involved in trucking, and then you as well that got involved in trucking, and you'll probably pass that down, if not, you know, filter all your knowledge and stuff to the king.
King will take over.
Yeah,
I'll start wheeling big balls.
And that's a great story, you know. You know, you don't have to be a big, you know, as long as it puts fucking food on the table and a roof over your head at the end of the day.
Trucks have afforded me a very nice lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to come into a podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
You suckers are at work.
Let's talk about the shitbox. Another shitbox.
Which shitbox?
Oh. The fucking money pit.
Oh, money pit. I've been trying to block that out.
Yeah, 100%.
20 grand. Nightmare. Comes in. 20 grand.
Yeah.
I wasn't really involved in
Dave, 20 grand.
This wasn't a vibe.
It was a fucking truck I drove to casino.
Yeah, it broke down.
It's probably the operator.
So, first thing, 20 grand comes in.
I've seen him drive.
20 grand. Yes. Fuck. Is it 20 grand? It's 20 grand. All right, 20 grand. 20 grand. First thing, engine's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's a beautiful truck. It's a beautiful truck. Yeah, it'll add to the add to Mad Cow.
Was
it add to Mad Cow? Is it like a sister to Mad? Is that what it is?
Yeah. No, it's 6,900,
4,900, because it's a 4,900.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's another different model, but it was just like we said, Mad Cow was like your Western sort of truck. The Green Machine was sort of like East Coast fucking highway truck sort of thing.
Okay,
so John's, covering just different aspects of the transport industry with, the styles of fucking trucks. You know, and that Green Machine, it was a fucking cool truck back in the day. Like I said before, my mate used to own it and used to run the fucking wheels off the cart.
Yeah.
Oh, it went hard, that thing. And like everywhere it's been owned, it's been driven, you know.
Oh, so you knew the owner?
Yeah. My mate used to own it, yeah.
Okay.
So not the last owner, the one before them.
So you go, oh, just ring John. Ring John, get rid of it.
Sell him that.
Sell it. He'll buy it.
He'll buy it.
Yeah. You're welcome. No.
So then what? We shipped the engine in.
Yeah, you had to ship one in. Yeah.
That was 25 grand just for shipping.
And then
the engine was like 60 or 50 from memory. So it was like 80 grand 60, for a rebuild.
Yeah,
Troy did the rebuild.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it
then
started nicely.
And do the fucking suspension.
Have to do, yep,
that
suspension.
Was all fucking flogged.
What do we do?
Things you do for a truck show, eh? Mm.
Springs, pins, put bushes.
Yeah, rebush the whole new way. Yeah.
And then I drove it all the way to. So that was. And so there was your 20 grand truck. I think the budget was 70.
Yeah.
Which ended up being 150. So we spent 150, 160. Still, we still haven't even painted it.
It still looks the same. No interior. Yeah.
No interior. Still shit.
Yeah.
I drove it down to casino. Broke down.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sounds right. 150 grand in the hole.
Tits and tires.
Wouldn't even fucking start.
Yes.
Towed at home, remember?
That's right, Loz towed at home.
Lorry towed at home.
Yeah, big Loz.
All the way down.
Well,
there.
Don't worry, this weekend for casino, I'm driving Lorry's big 9A fucking tow truck. So if you need a tow.
We got 14 call trucks going down.
Yeah, we got three tow trucks.
What
truck
either, I'll bring you.
We could do a deal, baby. Yeah.
Call the tow hoe over here.
You tow for cash?
Yeah, 100%.
It'll be like Money Pin. I will rape yous.
Yeah,
100%. Don't you see the bill?
You'll be getting trucked.
We'll definitely be getting trucked. Me and Lorry, we'll both have our towel around.
I would say.
When we come in, just truck you hard.
Yeah. I would say Money Pit is a good fucking story about getting trucked hard.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, look. I was under no illusions. When that truck rolled in, that thing was absolutely fucked.
I saw the picture and I looked at that's fucked.
Usually pretty much the rest of it's fucked. So you just say that straight off the fucking bat. Look, it's only 20 grand. Yeah.
To be honest, I've seen a few of them come in and they haven't been too bad.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's kind of, it's your risk
of the draw. It's a risk that you take.
Some are good,
but
some are not.
The age of the truck you got to look at. So,
yeah.
And
it's been sitting for years.
Marshall's mates have been driving.
Marshall's mates.
You know.
Oh, ring John. He'll buy it.
Yeah. Poor John.
Oh, yeah, no, that thing went
up. That'd be like buying your shitbox Optimus.
What? What?
Oh, that's straight to the jugular.
Oh. What?
Well, what's wrong with it now?
It's
sitting at your house in pieces.
Fuck you. I've got the dash in pieces. I'm fucking doing the aircon in it.
Are you still lime tanking or what?
Yeah.
I seen
and
you
and
the other
fucking
day.
Posted.
I was posted.
He's a postman. Well. Limer.
Fucking Star Trek, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Jack of all trades.
How good.
Well, what's wrong with Optimus at the moment?
Nothing. I'm just doing the aircon in it.
Yeah, but that started 6 months ago, didn't it? How long does the aircon take?
It's like a couple of fucking months has been off the rug.
She's got to regas it, brother.
Yeah, the last fortnight. So
take it down to the local guys and then put some gas
Friday
in the
to
fucking,
fucking
thing.
Monday. So that's off the fucking table. So every second weekend, if I'm not working fucking Saturday, then I get Saturday and Sunday. And the last fucking month,
I find it hard that you're actually working.
Look at the balls.
So if you actually knew what you were doing, how long would it take?
Is he fucking turned on Archie now or what?
If he knew what he was doing, that Western Star wouldn't have broken down on the way to Katrina.
That's true, yes.
That's the Dysart Bull. Yeah. That was all Dysart Bull. Yeah, Troy.
Yeah.
No, it won't be long. I'm just taking my time.
Doing
it. Yeah.
Learning on the way.
Well,
I'm teaching yourself on the way.
Teaching myself. Yeah.
What's a spanner? Is that a bolt?
Then pass it down to King.
Pass
the
King.
Get it.
Pass me the fucking spanner. I don't know what it looks like.
Fuck. I flat out get that cut to wash the fucking truck. That's his rent too. So I'm a truck wash yard mode once a week. No worries.
You've got like five trucks parked in the front yard. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, you're gonna wash them all. Fuck you. Fucking. When I was a kid, I fucking loved doing that.
Yeah, fair.
That's all I wanted to do was fucking wash trucks, fucking go.
You weren't doing the aircons.
To go for a fucking drive in the truck.
You definitely weren't doing the aircons when you were a kid.
We didn't have aircon.
Otherwise, you'd know what you were doing.
Hard cunts. Yeah. You used to sleep up the door.
That was real trucking.
That's when you're
eating flies.
Not like today.
You'd wake up fucking three ways in a fucking blanket of fucking flies in your fucking face.
Well, you'd be pulling up to a.
And you ate the cunts up your fucking breakfast cunts. You know?
You'd be pulling up to the old fucking telephone and.
Yeah.
Just go to that rock, mate. Turn right of that rock, head to that sign, go left.
Yeah, no phone, no nothing. It was just fucking.
That was the day. That was trucking.
We were hard trucking.
Yeah. Not now. Now you got like TV.
You know what it was? It was
fridge,
like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Air conditioning.
Now he's taking his aircon. Now just to remember the old days.
No, it was like this. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning back then. You go, fuck this shit. Fuck these trucks sleeping out here in this fucking shithole. Yeah. And then you get up all cranky and tired and be fucked all day. Yeah.
And then you start driving.
So that's why we have ice packs now, kids, and aircon.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put up with that shit.
Yeah.
Or sleep on the floor. Like, I'll tell you how busted we were. Like, I remember the old fucking Louisville, right?
Yeah.
Where no boot between the sleeper and the cab.
Yeah.
We started doing work on it, so we had no interior, steel floor.
Yeah.
No door cards, no nothing. We used to run to fucking Melbourne, Townsville, everywhere in the fucking thing. Dad used to take it to Darwin. And I mean, and at the left window.
Is this Optimus?
No. Fuck you. No, that's not Louisville. And I remember it had no left window because the brother-in-law kicked it out one night when he was fucking sleeping in it.
Yeah.
So I remember he used to.
How many of you were fucking sleeping in this thing?
Yeah. The old man used to have the bunk, and you know, I was small enough, I used to lay on the fucking floor because it was steel. So we'd get to Melbourne like fucking 1 a.m, there's snow out in the fucking ground. So he'd fucking, I'd be just laying on the fucking floor fucking with a little blanket over me. He'd be in the old man would be in the bunk fucking snoring his fucking head off, fully fucking just loving it. And I reckon by about fucking 4, 5 a.m. in the fucking morning, she was fucking freezing cold, eh?
How fucking cold was it?
Oh, fucking freezing. And I was just fucking sitting there fucking shivering for fucking hours while he fucking slept. Oh, it was a cunt of a time. Like,
I reckon I counted about 35 fuckings.
Oh, fuck. I think every second word was fucking.
That's what
we're not even going to be able to play that. I have to beep that whole fucking thing out then.
That's all right.
What is the story? Easy story.
That's why I don't care about not having aircon these days because I fucking don't.
Well, you do. You're fixing yours.
I am, because everyone fucking wins. Got to get some fucking aircon. Get some fucking aircon.
You do need aircon though.
Because all the other trucks, all the drivers' trucks.
It wouldn't worry him. He's 35 kg ring and wet.
Exactly.
About 4'5".
Little fan on the side. It never hanging off your mirror. Just doing the line because you always stink. You're wearing that fucking white suit, so you're always sweaty. But now that I do like fucking Australia Post, and you got to interact with people all the time, you get out of it. Last summer, I'd get out of the truck, and I'm like. The fuck stinks inside. I'd be standing in the transport. I'm just going,
stinks?
Oh, fuck.
It's me. Like, who's that?
I think it's time. I think it's time. I've had this truck for like 15 years that I put some air.
Actually, we probably should. Talking about that.
Yeah, are you
talking
about that? Right here, mate.
I'm fine. I don't know what. That's fucking hilarious. I didn't tell you, but I seen you the other week at the Queensland Raceway. You're fucking changing gears around the corner, mate, blowing fucking dust. Everywhere, I was like, look at this cockhead. Look at this fucking.
Full noise.
Full noise.
I was fuck yeah.
In that blue shit.
I was probably wagging work at that.
What's the blue?
I didn't want to ring you.
That's why I go on a load every fucking day. Full noise.
Yeah.
In that blue shit. What's the blue one you got? What's that blue truck that you drive?
Big balls.
It's beautiful.
Big balls. It's a Mac. Balls. CH Mac.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's a beautiful little truck, that. It's got really good aircon.
It's got aircon?
Yeah.
That's why
your window's down.
Because you know why? Yeah. This is how soft I am. I get like fluey when I'm in like
aircon.
Yeah.
In the aircon.
Yeah. Although at home, I have to have my house on 24 fucking 7. Did I get turned off?
18. I'm 18.
Are you 18?
It is cold. But
I want
in the middle of summer.
This is a kid, so I'm 22. I'm 22. Fucking, but I've got the fan beside me.
Aircon and fan. Doona.
Yeah. But if I'm in a truck and I have aircon on too long, stuck in the runny nose, I'm going, this cunt is coke habit. Like, no, it's the fucking aircon. Fuck off. Like. It is.
I'm can't fucking win.
No, I can't. Look at this cat. Look at fucking chow. Just, fucking
just done Melbourne for fucking 2 days.
Fucking hell. Be chowing up everywhere. What were we talking about anyway?
Well you went right off.
Hard cut.
You went right off.
We're just talking about old days and truck, and then you went and you fucking went on your fuck your rant. Dick about how fucking hard you have it.
You went off on your. He went off on his fuck rant.
Yeah.
In the snow. Is that what I'm here for?
I don't remember the story. It's just fucking cold and
fucking
snow.
Fucking this and fucking old man. It wouldn't. Fucking was cold and fucking.
It wouldn't tell us how.
Fucking snoring.
And it wouldn't tell us how many people were sleeping in that fucking truck. Fucking hell.
Two, sometimes three. Brother used to sleep on the bonnet.
What?
Yeah.
Sleep on the bonnet.
We were poor cunts, so
we
fuck off.
I like that.
I
think we were all fucking poor growing up.
Yeah. No, we were busted. But remember the old man we used to be fucking dumb, him and the brother-in-law and that. When they go up there, so Dad would always get the bunk. Benny used to sleep on the fucking bonnet of the Superliner.
There you go.
All the way to Darwin and all the way fucking back. Right.
That would have been hot up there, brother.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it was with us and not having boots in trucks between the sleeper and the cab. Like, the fucking, you know.
Well, I thought you said you weren't wearing boots.
We used to have to lay towels on the bed when it rained so that it didn't wet all the fucking mattresses and all the material. Yeah. That's what I mean. We were fucking bastard, eh?
I think like John's got a lot of stories about that too. Yeah. It was never about how there were beautiful trucks and aircon, and that was always like fucking 300 degrees in Darwin.
Yeah.
And you're driving, and it was hot, and you were broken down on the side of the road for 3 days.
It's still fucking hot.
It's still hot. But except you got aircon and you got
this time
ice packs.
In a fucking rolling car.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Put your telly on Netflix.
Yeah.
Now you're laughing. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. When the guy gets here, he'll get
porn
fixed.
Up. Yeah.
Porn up.
Yeah.
Porn up. No.
Share and scream porn up.
Yeah, that's
porn
how we up. Got trucked.
Yeah. That's
yes.
That's how we get trucked.
That's how we get trucked.
The old cock in the sock. I can't talk.
Fuck.
I've only driven to Brisbane. Toowoomba to Brisbane.
I've done Townsville to Brisbane. Roma. That'd be the longest. That was in Mad Cow, only recently.
There you go.
I did it. Yeah, it was all right. Just trucking along.
Just bobtail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. I got rebuilt up there.
Yeah.
Fucking Mad Cow. Another
Mad Cow.
Another shit box.
Well, was it Mad Cow 2, was it?
No, Mad Cow 2 was that US Star
yeah, that we got. The OG Mad Cow.
Yeah. This is the OG one.
You got to drive that.
Yeah.
Aircon work?
It was fucking cold. Because I was coming from Townsville in the middle of winter, you could just open the window and it was cool enough. Yeah. But I think the aircon was working, but I didn't have to use it.
Yeah, fair.
I didn't sleep in the bunk though, mate. Got a motel.
getting trucked aircon edition.
I got a 63-inch bunk, and if there's a fucking motel, that's where I'm going, mate. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
That's fair. Bit of room.
No way.
There you go.
Fuck. Well.
And that's it. Is that, on that all the trucks we're going to discuss today?
Yeah, that's the three on
and
that.
And me being a hard cunt.
Yeah.
You being hard. Tell us how hard you are back in the day, driving with the old man.
Mm. Yeah. But they do reckon them old days, I wouldn't know, but fucking that was
tough.
Yeah, they were tough.
It was nothing cool.
It sort of,
they weren't Volvos.
But that's why
these, Volvo's good.
I used to think it was cool.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's why these people sort of have got their where they are today, you know, like Land Transport, for example. Yeah. You know, they did the tough times.
Yeah.
It's sort of it's easy now.
Yeah.
You know, like put a
it's still difficult financially and stuff like that. But yeah, no, you just don't have that other layer of shit that you gotta deal with in regards to you know, the vehicles and stuff. But it's still it is what molded people. What they are these days. There's like a million stories out there.
Yeah. And we'll try and get them.
We'll get all the stories.
We'll get 990.
He'll be the first.
And he's got to start telling smaller stories because that's when you need to get the fucking
But there's similar
down.
Stories to like you have, like back in the old day with no, you know, shit trucks breaking down the side of the road.
Because there wasn't access to parts and that.
No.
Yeah, no, there's no access.
Yourself.
Yeah. It was pretty much like Outback Truckers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He's having a stab there, are you?
Turbo. I'm the new Turbo.
Oh, yeah?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah,
that's my goal. That's the vision. The vision
to be
the
new Turbo.
Be the new Turbo.
Turbo.
Just wear Dick Togs in the water.
You got the truck.
He's got the truck.
The shit box.
Yeah.
You need ones that break down and shit. You can't even afford to put fuel in the fucking thing.
That's right. Damn it. I can afford my fuel. Nah, that's not going to work. We'll work something out.
You do something.
Yeah.
Pull up at a
but there, you know,
truck stop
and we'll get people ringing in with their stories. We'll get people ringing in with their stories. We'll set up a phone number.
You'll go around the corner and lower the fucking tyre pressures and then go, oh, fuck it, we got a flat tyre and cameras are on. And
yeah. Oh, yeah, I can ham it up.
100%. Yeah. You know, run over your dash or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You did that and fucked that dash.
We're gonna save that one for that episode. Far out.
Oh yeah, the dash.
I never make mistakes.
No. No, not
ever.
At all.
Ever.
I think that's why
the first. I think
that's,
in
that's why they cut you out of the first episode.
Yeah,
you made too many mistakes
because he was a mistake.
Whatever, this fuck up on there. Jesus, what a dick.
You got more starts than me, mate.
I did in the later episodes. Wow, it was the Marshall show.
It was.
We'll talk about them later because that will kill me.
Yeah.
Oh, I need you for that podcast. I'll just do blow by blow.
He's coming in.
I just know.
In all honesty,
you need someone to keep structure. You know?
Yeah,
100%.
You, Daddy.
Even you're too crazy.
I didn't actually think I was getting any starts. I didn't ask for any starts. I just rocked up, and next minute there'd be Marshall.
Cameras right in your face.
Yeah, like what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah,
like,
we brought the dash down. Like, Marshall fucked the dash. We had to bring another one.
I had Brendan and Wayne from work with me, and they were just like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "I don't know.
How funny was it that day
with King behind
me? King was doing fucking. Dan.
That's I've seen that.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's funny.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I'm trying to be half serious because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
And he's dead.
Yeah,
talking.
Dan being
fucking
a dick.
Got a face for fucking radio like Marshall. And here they are throwing a camera in front of me.
Yeah. There you go.
I think we've all got a face for radio. That's why we're doing the podcast.
Speak yourselves.
Okay. It's me and Dave.
I'd do him.
100%.
Totes.
Yeah.
Totes do him.
He'd love getting trucked.
He'd love to get.
He'd
love. He'd be out there with the truckers getting trucked.
Yeah.
Handing out blowjobs.
Bunch of trucks.
Handing out blowjobs in the toilet. Wouldn't you?
Hey, that's the only time.
I need to fix me aircon.
Meal in me belly.
I need to fix me aircon. Come round here. Give you a suck for a 20.
Hey, times are tough, baby. Times are tough. The same product.
Oh, good.
All right. Let's wrap it.
Yeah,
how's that time? Gil.
48 minutes.
Oh, fuck, that's long. All right. We will wrap it.
That went quick.
All right, yeah.
That went real quick.
Well, when Marshall's dropping fucks every couple of 3 seconds, then...
I'd liven it up, baby.
That's it. That's the three trucks. We're good.
Yeah. Beautiful. But yeah, now we got we'll homework is watching the second episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it. I haven't watched that.
I've forgotten it all.
Just watch the TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch TikToks of it.
But yeah, done. We've got to work out how to wrap these better, eh? How would you... Oh, we have. You were still recording there? Oh,
okay, thanks, everybody.
Well, how would we wrap? Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks for listening. Tune in for us to go over episode two. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, cool.
And just get some call to action to what you want him to do. You want him to go to a website? You want him to...
Yeah. To go follow our Twitter, YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us.
Follow the Aussie Trucker Rehab.
Okay.
We need it.
You need to end it.
Fuck. All right. So I think we're done. Are you going?
That's good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, wrap it up,
we're
Daddy.
We're wrapping it?
Wrap it up, Daddy.
That's it. Yeah.
We're good.
All right. Just stay tuned next. What?
What's that? Oh, you're doing it?
No, you do it.
You want me to do it?
Well, you do whatever you want. Yep. Don't forget, Pengelly Trucks and Trailers. Jake.
Yeah. Yeah, don't forget.
New Western Stars.
Yeah, come see me if you want a New Western Star. Happy to help you out. Go see if you need lime or anything like that.
But if you want more,
if you want a blowjob and a stinky black man, there you go see Marshall.
Don't forget to follow us on all socials.
Yeah, follow us on
TikTok.
Socials, yes.
Aussie Trucker Rehab.
Facebook. Aussie Truck Rehab.
We need
the Getting Truck podcast.
Yeah.
We'll do the Getting Truck podcast. Follow us on Getting Truck podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Getting Trucked.
Happy days.
I'll start that too.
We'll truck you hard.
Thanks, everybody.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Awesome.